recorded live from the unfinished loft project of Des's home just outside Brighton in Sussex, welcome to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. This is your no thrills, no BS, and absolutely no get rich quick or passive income promises hub. Hosted by your man, Des Hamilton.
Hello, everybody. And welcome back. It's 2024 and you're listening to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. I'm your host. I'm Des Hamilton. Back in 2022, 15 months ago to be exact, I took £200 from the joint account with a view to turn it into, you can guess, £100,000 within 2 years and build a better life for my wife, my children, and never look back. Because nobody's coming to help us from the people that are meant to be there to help us. We have done everything society has told us to do. I've got the education that I was told to get. I've got the public sector job I was told to get. My wife has done the exact same things. We are fed up with not having enough money. And the only ones that will help us are us. Now, if you've been following me for a little while, you'll know that I've got to this place, having gone through everything that a beginner goes through. And luckily, come out at the other end with success under my belt. But we are only just over halfway. 2024, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, is the one. 2024 will be the year that I will forever look back on and say, that was the one that changed our world. And it can happen to you too, because what makes me so special? Nothing. Everything I've done is something someone else can do. But let's get into that in a minute. Let's talk about what we do to set things up for the year. I dropped my boy at nursery today and the world smelt back to normal. You know, that holiday period was gone. The pleasantries you would see down the street, they've turned into looks of dejection and glumness. And I'm part of that, you know. I've only got a few more days before I go back into my day job. And once I'm in that, and I'm sure you can relate, you might as well click your fingers and before you know it, you're putting up the decks again. Because time flies by. You have this routine that is Groundhog Day. And next thing you know, you're wishing it away. And next thing you know, your kids have got 10 years older and you wish they weren't growing up so quick. There's a better life, isn't there? So why aren't we fighting for it? And the fact that you're here listening to this, it means you are fighting for it. So kudos to you, truly. So since I've been on this journey, things have expanded more than I could have possibly imagined, you know. Even in terms of the challenge itself, I did a TikTok on this the other day. I'm 5 months ahead of schedule, which is incredible. On top of that, this community that I've built is bigger than my wildest dreams, you know. If you combine all of the social media accounts that I've got, we're looking at nearly 90,000 people following me, which is insane. But it's the fact that I've been signed by a talent agency. It's the fact that I've got sponsors now wanting to work with me. It's the fact that I've got 4 VAs in the Philippines. I'm a business owner. It's incredible. And I'm a brand. And I think I've finally come to terms with that. It's taken me a while, you know. I've gone through the imposter syndrome. I still get the imposter syndrome every day. But now I'm beginning to appreciate the value that I've got. And I say that without arrogance, because it's incredible that I've got it. But I'm not going to be one of those people that looks back and attributes things to luck when the fact is I've worked really hard for this. And it is utterly achievable if you do the same. But as we come into 2024, my wife and I, we sat down the day before New Year's Eve with our planners and a stiff drink. And we mapped out the year. Because it's not just that the challenge ends in September 2024. It's what comes next. And it's getting to a place now of, who do I want to be once I've achieved my goal? And this is where I'm going to talk to you now about the importance of goal setting and specifically goal-oriented thinking. Because goal-oriented thinking is something that I've actively tried to develop since I got going on this challenge. And those of you that have been part of my mentor program or had any one-to-one time with me, you may have heard me talk about this before. Well, if you've taken the mentoring program, you've definitely heard me talk about this before. And if you're acting surprised and you weren't listening. But bear with me when I talk about this, because I'm only one step away from reaching out for my tambourine and my beanbag and singing Kumbaya. All right? Goal-oriented thinking is just another term for manifestation. for the law of attraction and putting in place a pathway from where you are to where you want to be. Having this goal-oriented mindset, what it does is that it provides you with a sense of direction, a sense of motivation, and it gives you purpose. Setting these goals in this manner, it helps you understand where you want to go and what you need to do to get there, because then you're encouraged to take action, whether you want to or not. And you stay on top of your habits, of your trackers, and you keep organized. You carry on prioritizing where you need to, and you increase your productivity as a result. When we talk about goals and getting there and the path you need to take, it's impossible, isn't it, to not talk about this in terms of a car driving analogy. Because you get into your car, you stick your sat nav on, you plug in where you want to go. It's usually on your phone these days, and you follow the path to get to where you want to go. This is no different. When you're setting your goal, you're setting your destination. So if you don't set your goal, how on earth are you going to get there? You know, I'm not going to bore you with SMART goal analogy. I mean, I can do. And if you're part of the mentoring program, I will do. But we all know what they are. What I have found for achievable goals, and until I set this challenge, I've never been one that's really followed through on goals. But I'm guessing it's because I never had a passion for it the way I have this one. But the key to the good, successful, effective goals are simply making them quantifiable. In other words, make it numerical and put a deadline on it. That's it. Those are the two. Make it a number, put a deadline on it. If you do that, there is no ambiguity whatsoever. It's completely achievable because it's targeted. And then once you've got your goal and you know where you want to go to, you put markers in the place periodically to keep you on track. If you're driving to a destination, you know the rough route in which to get there, which motorways you're going to hit, which service stations you're going to hit. This is no different. So let's take one off the top of my head. Let's take £200 and turn it into £100,000 in 2 years. Now, 2 years, that's a long-term goal. So between now and 2 years' time, I've got a marker at the end of each month that I need to grow my pot by at least 30%. You see what I've done? I've got a deadline in place and I've made it a number. You cannot go wrong with that. It instantly makes it smart. And once you've got that, once you've got your markers, you know then what you need to do to put things in place with the skills you've got and the resources available to you to make them happen. But make sure you leave room for adaptability. If you are manifesting and you do have your wide vision, you are open to other opportunities that are coming to you that you may not have noticed before. My path has taken a fair few twists and turns that I never once accounted for. I never aimed for affiliate marketing. I never aimed for a podcast, bloody hell. I never aimed for multi-platforms. This was just a way to document my journey and maybe get YouTube to pay me. I never knew sponsorship was a thing. Incredible, right? The other thing you need to leave room for when you're setting your goals and your targets are setbacks, failures, because they are utterly necessary. You don't want to get a failure in place. You haven't expected it. It then throws you off. It takes 3 months off your deadline and you get disheartened. Why not put markers in place so that when they do come, you're ready and you can learn from them and grow? It sounds like a lot. And I've been talking for, 6-7 minutes about this now? But it really is quite simple when you sit down and think about it. So when we sat down and talked about our goals, we did our business goals and we did our personal goals. And yes, there is a weight loss element in there. But again, weight loss. Have you ever sat down and gone, I want to lose this much, and then actually broken it down? I want to lose £20 by the end of the year. £20 over 12 months is less than £2 a month. All you've got to do is lose £2 a month. That's achievable, right? See what I mean? So other goals that we've got in place. I want to double my social media following. So to do that, I need to grow by X percent every month, depending on which platform it's on. And to do that, I need to post X amount of times per week and put resources in place. So I'm doing that. My action plan is that I'm part of a viral video club as part of my agency. On top of that, I've then got a content calendar. And my goal for this month is to post at least 20 times in January. Here we are on the 3rd, and I've posted 3 times already. We're doing well. Another one of the goals is to grow by X percent on my Amazon selling. Again, I've broken that down to monthly targets and I've got resources in place as I've now signed up with a one-to-one mentor who is very, very, very good. And the other one is to help as many of you as I possibly can. And yes, there is a number on that. And yes, there is a profit amount that I expect to receive from that. But again, we're breaking it down. Month one, this month, the goal is simply launch it. Because we haven't launched it yet, but we will do it within a couple of weeks. So those are the goals we've set. And I wanted to spend time breaking this down. Because there are other ones, most importantly, leave our jobs. By the end of 2024, I will have aimed to leave my job. And again, it's a yearly goal. There are markers in place where I will reduce my hours. Claire will reduce hers. Claire will leave. I will leave. Blah, 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 blah. You get the point. But there's nothing wrong with sitting down, working out your goals, then working out your route plan to them. I can't say this enough. I think we'll leave it there and we can check in from time to time. That was about once a quarter and I'll let you know how my goals are doing. But here's a shortcut. If you see more posts of me standing up and you see all my body, it means I've lost weight. All right. What I want to do now is because I'm aware that we are here in 2024, New Year's resolution world. We may have a lot of listeners on here that may not have listened to previous episodes. So what I want to do is I want to talk you through the story of my first sale. Now, on the first episode of this podcast, and I encourage you to go back and have a little listen, I talk about what led me to Amazon FBA. And in short, I quite quickly realized that if you want to do dropshipping, if you want to do affiliate marketing, if you want to do Amazon KDP, if you want to do Amazon print on demand, if you want to do Etsy selling, for all of these, there is an element of marketing. And if you've got no money for advertising, the only free marketing you can do is setting up a social media account and building a huge following. That's the only way you can market if you've got no money. I quite quickly learned that I didn't have the time to do that before I could make any money. So Amazon FBA is the only one where you can use the biggest store in the world, the number two search engine in the world, and you can sell very, very well-known brands using the biggest store online in the world and making money from it. Why on earth aren't more people doing this? It blows my mind. So once I knew I was going to sell on Amazon FBA, what I did do before I got going was that I put the graft in and learn a lot. I went on YouTube and I'm looking to get her on at some point in the next year. But there is a girl on YouTube called Emma Hamilton. She is fantastic. I looked at her YouTubes. They're about 3 years old now, but she showed me the ropes through her YouTube. I also joined as many communities as I could, especially on Facebook, which is why I set my own Facebook community up, because I feel there is one missing that my group now takes care of. I'm certain of that. There isn't necessarily an Amazon for beginners group out there post-Brexit for a generation like mine that hasn't necessarily looked at the internet for ways of making money before. So I researched and then I found gaps, not necessarily in Amazon selling, because I'm learning. And I'm thinking, I wish there was someone that could teach me how to do that. And then it dawned on me, well, I could be that person. I could build this community. And to do that, I would need to start a social media channel. So I learned how to look at social media channels and I learned things like the algorithms. Answer me this. Say it out loud when you're in the car. I can't really hear you, but say it anyway. How many of you that have started a TikTok or an Instagram page, how many of you have researched the TikTok algorithm, the Instagram algorithm? How many of you have researched SEO? How many of you have researched how to grow a community through storytelling? I'm quite proud that I did that. So between you and me, don't tell anyone, but I knew I was going to start in September 2022. It had nothing to do with Liz Truss. She was the straw that broke the camel's back. She was the one that made me go, come on in, press record on a TikTok. Let's get cracking, shall we? But back in August, we had a summer holiday. We took the caravan down to Cornwall. And I've got a load of posts, and I'll probably share them soon, actually. I've got a load of posts where I'm talking to myself outside the caravan in my deck chair, recording things, preparing, practicing. It's not just a case of pressing record and talking. Practice. What are you going to talk about? What's your style going to be? I've also got a branding document that I wrote before I got going. A spider chart. What's my branding style? What's my communication style? What sort of person am I going to be? Ultimately, you're just writing down yourself, because after a while, if you're faking it and you're pretending to be someone else, that's going to show, isn't it? Of course it is. But I'm quite proud to say I was family orientated. I was very much grounded in reality. My branding colours, they're all still there that it was back then. What I'm trying to get at is that it isn't just a case of just getting going. If you are getting going, like I did, give yourself a month, 2 months to learn as much as you possibly can, practice as much as you possibly can, and then go for it. But you might find the more you learn, the more you're finding gaps where you think, you know what, I wish I learned that. And then you could realise that maybe you're the person that can do that. So once I got going, I was using the free trials. I was using the free trial of Selleramp SaaS and SourceMogul. Again, I saw a YouTube video from Emma Hamilton talking about SourceMogul. So I thought I'd give that a go. And as I was trawling through that, it was a 7-day free trial and I saw something like day 3 or 4. And I was doing 2-3 hours a night on this thing, learning as much as I could about it. I had a look and I noticed a couple of belters. One of them was a book from Waterstones. Another one was a Ron Seal garden varnish special paint thing for fences. And it was 3 for 2 down in B&Q. And then another one was the Winalot dog food. 12 pouches, you know, in a box for older dogs. I've got to be honest, for me, it was blind luck. It was blind luck. And I won't forget this. It was pouring hard. I mean, we're in September, for God's sake. Pouring hard. And rather than order them online, I wanted to do it retail. So even though I found them on SourceMogul, which is an online arbitrage tool, I got in my car and I went down and I found them. Now, the Waterstones book, it wasn't in stock. And that's a result. Because now knowing what I know about books, selling them new, I would have had a world of gating or IP issues that I luckily avoided. Just thinking about it really is amazing. Then B&Q, the paint, how it never flagged as hazmat is beyond me. I don't know how it happened like that. It wasn't necessarily a varnish, but it was like a fence protector thing, just the smaller pots. I could only get 3 in a box, and I used a box of wipes that you get from nappy wipes that we've got. We've got so many of those in this house. And they were fine, so I managed to get 3 of those in. They were 3 for 2. And then I went to Tesco because I've got a big old Tesco around the corner from me. And these Winalot dog foods. Now, this was the biggie because I scanned it using Selleramp SaaS. And the buy price was £3.65 for this box. And they were selling on Amazon for £12.95. And on the phone, they looked great. So I bought 5 of them. And these were everywhere, these Winalot dog foods. I bought 5 of them and I bought them back. And then I scanned them again when I was at the computer and I started looking at it on the screen. And then I saw that the buy box was actually £3.65. And when I say the buy box, I mean the buy it now button. When you go on Amazon and you see the buy it now button, that's called the buy box. And ultimately, if you own the buy box, you own the sales. I mean, come on, when you buy things on Amazon, how many of you clicks buy it now or add to basket? How many of you actually go, oh no, I'm going to look to see who the other sellers are? None of us do we? You want that buy box. But when you looked on that, it was Morrison's. And I'm thinking, how can it be that this thing is selling for £12.95, but it's actually £3.65 using the buy now button on Amazon? And it's Morrison's. How am I going to compete with someone like that? So I had a little play around and you noticed, you may see this sometimes, if you click on the buy it now button, and it's Morrison's, what Morrison's actually want is a £40 minimum basket before they can enable the prime delivery. And what I was finding when I looked into the research, I was quite proud about how I used to research keeper charts at this point, by the way, was that people were ignoring £3.65 from Morrison's because they didn't want to do the £40 basket. So then the next best seller was selling them for £12 odd. And people were buying them from that £12. They would spend £9 more just to get it from Amazon rather than head down to the supermarket and get it themselves. Isn't that astounding? It was such an eye-opener. So I sent them in on a wing and a prayer, to be honest with you, because I didn't know. I didn't know that people were going to do this, and I didn't know how many sales specifically were related to the £12.95 and how much were specifically related to the buy box. I sent them in, and this was September 2022. They went live within something like 2 weeks, which was great looking back now. And within 2 days, I sold 2 dog pouches and a tin of paint. Unbelievable. It worked. This thing actually worked. And looking back now, it's a miracle. that they looked at the paint and it wasn't hazardous material. The dog food wasn't pounced upon by about 20 other sellers. There was literally me and one other seller, selling it at £12-13, bringing in about £3-4 profit. Amazing. So my first ever product, the Win-A-Lot dog food, was a replen. I went back and bought six. They all sold. Another six. They all sold. And I would buy them in boxes of six for about 4 months. And then it would still be a winner now. It would. Only the cost of living's got hold of it and it's not £3.65 anymore. The price of that has shot up and my profit margins has dropped like a stone and it's just not worth it. But yeah, that's the story of my first product. And I realised at that point, this is not a scam. This is something that if I could do that again and again and again, and I can make a 30% profit on everything I do, that will take care of my 30% monthly goal on Amazon alone. All I've got to do in the background then is carry on posting content, carry on growing my audience, and then the other income streams will supplement that, which makes 30% even easier. And here I am. Not quite there yet, but certainly on track to finish a good 6 months earlier. That's the story of my first product. Off the back of that, I also want to highlight here, as we go into months 16 through to 24, I don't think I'll be hitting that 30% again. I mean, it doesn't really matter, let's be honest. I made £8,000 last month at 25%. I'll take that. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But 30% of these numbers are now getting crazy. But luckily, because I've given myself this 5 month window that I'm ahead of my target, I'm still on track. Let's quickly throw in the tip of the week. You can probably guess what this one's about.
Tip of the week.
Don't blow off the notion of manifestation. Don't. What have you got to lose? I'm not a spiritual person. I'm not. I'm not a religious person. I'm not a person that necessarily believes in fate. But when I read the book, You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero, I genuinely thought, what have I got to lose? So I started implementing methods of manifestation. I started raising my frequency, is the phrase that she uses. I started thinking, why have I put barriers on my own life? I stopped telling myself the story that I'd been telling myself for years. You don't finish tasks. You're not good enough to make it a success. You're too gobby to do anything properly well in this world. I stopped telling myself that. And I started telling myself, no, hey, maybe that gobbiness is a thing that can set me apart. I can actually do good with it. Start being kind to yourself. Start reducing those barriers that you put up in your head because it's only you that put them there. Yes, they may have been passed down from generations and a culture and a family ethos that most of us have got, but you're the one that can change them because they are in your head. Flip them. You're the one that's capable. There is opportunity out there for you. You've just never looked for it. What's the harm in telling yourself that? What badness can come from that? Give it a go. See what happens. But for whatever you do, write down a goal.
Tip of the week.
All right, that will do it for me. It's just me talking this week. You probably have noticed by now because that's the end of the show. Let's ease back into 2024 with a lovely monologue from Des. After this, we're going to start getting the interviews back and running. We've got some great, great names lined up for you. We'll still do some Ask Me Anythings. What I would love to do at the end of the year is do a live show. That would be great, wouldn't it? Maybe an end of challenge show if we can get some guest speakers in or something like that. And we do an event either down in Brighton or up in London or something like that. That's not a goal. That's more of a wish. But in the meantime, please tell your friends about this podcast. Please let me know what you think. There are usually review capabilities in whatever platform you're listening to, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of the usual ones. Tell your friends, let's get this podcast up and running because I really think there's people out there that need to hear that there is something out there that they can listen to and relate to as they start selling on the Amazon platform, whether it's in the UK or the US or in Europe, wherever. I don't want to discount anyone from all over the world because I see where you guys are all listening from. It is worldwide. It blows my mind and I'm really grateful. That'll do. Let's bring in the music. Let's bring in Robin, the voiceover. I'll see you next week. Have a lovely week. Happy New Year to you.
Be sure to join us next time for another dose of inspiration and insights into e-commerce and entrepreneurship. And who knows, by then, Des may well have finished that love project. And always remember, it's time to say goodbye, Paul. Hello, Rich. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and should not be considered as financial advice. We know times are tough right now, and if you are struggling financially, please seek help from an appropriate organisation. We've included a link to the Citizens Advice Bureau in the show notes. Remember, you should always consult with a qualified professional before making any significant financial decisions.